This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, and the growth is likely to range between 6.8% and 7.2% in the financial year 2027. This was projected in the economic survey presented by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in Parliament today. According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026. The first advance estimates place real GDP growth at 7.4%, with growth largely driven by domestic demand. Private consumption and capital formation continue to support expansion, while services remain the key contributor on the supply side. Manufacturing activity has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. Chief Economic Advisor V. Anant Nageshwaran has said that employment conditions in the country have improved since the launch of the Periodic Labour Force Survey, PLFS. Briefing media on the Economic Survey 2025-26 in New Delhi today, Mr. Nageshwaran said the unemployment rate has declined from 6% then to 3.2% in 2023-24. Mr. Nageshwaran described India as an oasis of economic performance in the global scenario.
And if you look at the last few years in comparison to pre-COVID average, real GDP growth pre-COVID was 6.4% and in FY25 was 6.5%. And this year, as I said, MOSPI is predicting 7.4%. Private final consumption expenditure growth is 7% for this year on top of 7.2% last year. And in real terms, gross fixed capital formation is going to be a lot better.
Mr. Nageshwaran said that the country is achieving these high growth rates, consumption and investment spending amidst a very moderate inflation environment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the economic survey table today presents a comprehensive picture of India's reform express. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it reflects steady progress in a challenging global environment. He added that it highlights strong macroeconomic fundamentals, sustained growth momentum, and the expanding role of innovation, entrepreneurship, and infrastructure in nation building. The Prime Minister further stated that the survey underscores the importance of inclusive development with focused attention on farmers, MSMEs, youth employment, and social welfare. Director General of Confederation of Indian Industry, Mr. Chandrajit Banerjee, today lauded the India-EU Free Trade Agreement and described it as a milestone in India's growth story. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in New Delhi, Mr. Banerjee said that the mother of all deals signed under this agreement forms 25% of the world's GDP. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on the need to work towards an artificial intelligence AI ecosystem which is transparent, impartial and secure. He said that there should be no compromise on ethical use of AI. Mr. Modi said this while interacting with CEOs and experts working in the field of AI at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister emphasized the need to embrace new technology in all spheres and use it to contribute to national growth. He also urged the use of indigenous technology across key sectors. Mr. Modi highlighted that India has a unique proposition of scale, diversity, and democracy, due to which the world trusts India's digital infrastructure. Supreme Court today ordered that the University Grants Commission Promotion of Equity in Higher Education Institutions Regulations 2026 be kept in abeyance. The court expressed certain reservations about the regulations, which are being challenged as discriminatory towards the general category. The court suggested that the regulations must be revisited by a committee comprising eminent jurists. The court observed that the regulations are prima facie vague and are capable of misuse. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi was hearing three writ petitions which challenged the constitutionality of the 2026 regulations. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, chasing a target of 144 runs set by UP Warriors, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 98 for no loss in 8.2 overs at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kotambi, Gujarat, when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.